This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Kimberly Wade. During their activation ceremony, the Afghan National Army Special Operations Command, or ANASOC, marked a milestone in its transition process. With this mission clearly defined, the ANASOC is now activated to organize, train, and equip its own special operations forces. ANA Chief of Staff General Sheer Mohammed Karimi.
We appreciate the international community helping. With the transition, we'll be in a position to be able to do the mission independently.
Growing from a brigade-sized element, the ANASOC is the first division-sized special operations force in Afghan military history. 17th Fire Brigade decided the best way to show their loved ones what they do is invite them to a family shoot day. Staff Sergeant Jonathan Stelzer invited his wife to get a glimpse of his work environment at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
At least she'll have a better understanding of what I do. I mean, when I come home dead tired, my back hurting, maybe she'll believe I'm not joking around or trying to get out of taking the trash out.
Mrs. Stelzer was among the family members who were not only given a demonstration on the equipment, but had the opportunity to touch the weapons, gear up, and shoot them. The U.S. Army has launched America's Army Comics, a new digital comic series with heroes that are said to rival the likes of Batman and Spider-Man. The new comic series offers an authentic Army experience with animated panels and sound effects. Every storyline, weapon, mission, and training tactic is verified by U.S. Army soldiers in order to ensure accuracy. The mobile app will not only highlight troops in combat, but also capture their personal stories of how they live and survive. The America's Army app for iPad and Android tablets can be downloaded free from iTunes or Google Play. And that's Soldiers Radio News.